Phil in Milford, how did you find out the other one was cheating?
My ex-brother-in-law told me.
Oh, he finked on her.
Okay.
Was she with him?
Oh, no. He came down in my bedroom while I was, well, my sports
Are you talking
room,
into the mouthpiece? What do we got going on here?
Yeah, I'm talking into the earpiece. Do you want me to get it off of that?
Yeah, please. Okay, Justin, you want to do this before you go to the restroom? Or whatever CIA thing you're doing over there?
Level four.
I don't know about him.
Level four.
All right, here we go. All right, young up.
Oh.
Okay.
Damn it.
So is that a good thing that the brother-in-law did? Or should he shut his mouth and mind his own business?
It depends. If you love somebody, let them know.
You let him know?
You let him know.
Yeah,
say,
you
hey,
let him know. And that was his, she's doing the your girl role, man. Who was cheating. That was the girl's
his sister.
Brother.
Right.
So, like,
right.
He was like, that's bro code. I felt like, yeah, like,
right.
That's nice. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. And that's just like,
no, you do want to know.
Crappy behavior.
But, man, that's a horrible thing to get involved in.
Yeah. Right. Unless he's saying, by the way, she was with me. You know.
I don't think I would have woken him up.
Well, that's
I think
weird.
I would have waited.
Yeah, it would be
kind of
weird.
Yeah. 203-882-9757. The way you found out the other one was cheating. Bob and Nugatuck.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Hello, Bob.
All right. I was working for a septic company in Prospect, and I was emptying out a septic tank, and I told the guy, I said, you can't be throwing plastic bags and toys and condoms in the septic system.
Uh-oh.
And the guy says, I never used a condom in my life.
Oh.
Truly a crappy way to find out.
She was caught. She was caught ASAP.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
That was my story.
And that's when the ass hit the fan.
Yeah.
Nice.
He was like, what?
Right.
Oh.
And there was a lot of them in there.
Anyone ever see her again?
A later job.
Wow, there were a lot of them in there. Yeah, so many that you're seeing them.
I was just smuggling heroin, I swear.
It was probably the same guy, and they were just using... Who knows?
Right.
Knows,
right.
Yeah, that's rough.
Hopefully, yes.
At least she used protection.
She did.
How often does her septic tank get cleaned up? Like, once a year?
Yeah, once a year.
Okay.
Right. Like a checkup, yes.
Yep.
Imagine if you break it too, and you pull out the condom.
He was right. really—he was really pissed. I saw it in his face.
That'll.
He's like, you better go now.
Sorry to give you the bad news.
Oh no, that is fantastic.
Oh, by the way, here's your bill.
Yeah, I would do some crazy stuff after that. I would you to get stuff in the septic tank and like leave it in their shoes or something.
Right.
I'd do some evil stuff.
Right.
Evil.
Right. I ruined your loafers.
Yeah.
Lauren in Durham.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Good
Lauren. Morning.
Yeah, so I got a pretty funny one. I was at UConn, and I was in a sorority, and he was in a fraternity. And the fraternity was doing an event with another sorority. And he went to go make some arts and crafts with some other girls.
Okay.
Arts and crafts.
With his stick.
We want to call it.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a painting.
So I see him go to their sorority house, but I never see him come out of the sorority house.
Okay.
And I get a phone call from his mother, who says, I keep calling my son, and he's not picking up the phone. I'm worried. I know he's been partying a lot. I'm worried he's going to throw up in his sleep and choke.
Oh.
So I said, no problem. I took a girlfriend of mine, and we went over to his place. And sure enough, I get in the door, and one of the girls from the other sorority was passed out on top of him.
Oh, hey. Well,
Oh, they were making art.
It's performance art, yes.
Oh, yeah. Those posters looked real good.
Was that the end of that?
That was the end of that.
Okay. That's the end of that.
I reamed him out, and he didn't remember anything the next day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's happening.
And who knows where he is now? Probably.
Yes. Probably still cheating.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a plaster caster story when it started off with arts and crafts.
Right. An artist rendering, perhaps.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
203-882-9757. Andre in Derby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, good morning.
Yes.
My girlfriend at the time, she and I had gone to an event the year before over in Salem, Massachusetts. So it was about the same time the following year, and we weren't going to it. You know, actually was at a concert with a friend of mine, but the event was posted on Facebook, and I happened to be at the concert, and I'm looking at the event invite, and someone posted up pictures. I'm like, oh, let's see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And I see her there with her ex in the photos. Oops. Live.
Nice.
Right as it's happening.
Evidence. Wow. I love hard evidence.
Wow.
Yeah. So I started calling her phone, and she wouldn't pick up.
Oh.
Oops.
Yeah. That was the end of that.
Ooh. Was it a good concert, at least?
The worst is when you call the house and then the dude picks up the phone.
Yep.
Like, who's this?
Well, the best part about it is, you know, I was sending her a text. She wasn't responding. And I sent her a text of the picture.
Right.
Right.
And then you hear back right away.
Yeah.
Like,
she might not respond. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then she called me up. She's like, what? I go, oh, there she is. There's the real you.
Oh, yeah.
You stepped away for a second. Nice of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, buddy.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then now here we are.
Now, so
exactly. Exactly.
That
right.
Other guy
exactly.
Can have her.
Right.
That's right.
Well, yeah. That's a whole different story in itself, but it's fine.
Oh, really?
His problem, not mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Andre.
All right. See you.
All right. Mike on the road.
Hey, guys. I got an unfortunate one.
Unfortunate one.
Okay.
Early 90s, you know, when cell phones were like $1,500, which is like 10 grand these days. My girlfriend had a pager, and it went off one day, and there was a number on it. I called it, and it was her date of the evening.
Oh.
It turned out she was a hooker.
Oh, nice.
What?
Yeah, but you got it free, right? Wow. So you made it out of the deal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at first she that was modeling,
yeah,
in quotes.
I mean, she loved you. She gave it free.
Maybe he was a sugar daddy.
Well, that's what it turned out to be, I suppose. But, yeah, she was. The guy called the number, and it's like, yeah, I'm looking for her, and I'm not going to say her name, obviously.
Yeah.
And I said, no, this is Mike. And she goes, I'm expecting to meet her at so-and-so time.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, that's interesting.
I'll drop
he
her
thought
off.
You were the pimp.
I'll drop her off, yeah.
I know. I mean, I wasn't getting paid.
Right.
If I was getting paid, that's a different story.
Right.
How did you meet her?
I was actually working with her at Radio Shack.
Oh, wow. That's what you get to be.
Remember those days?
No, she was a hooker working at Radio Shack.
This is a screenplay. This is a movie I'd watched.
Right.
Actually, you know, on a side note, I used to have women. This was in Meriden. And women would come in and offer me services if they could get a free car stereo.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Is that how many you put in?
that actually has happened. It's like, okay.
Come on, it's Radio Shack.
Did you take anyone up on it?
It's Radio Shack.
No, I was
I
like,
have my break in 15, but no, I'm kidding.
And so I would always say, it's like, no, I'm a priest. Oh. And I would disappear in the back room for about 10 minutes and get myself together, if
nice.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice. This is why they went out of business.
It's like the beginning of a good porn.
It really is.
No, it was unfortunate.
Dude's working at Radio Shack.
Yes, let me install.
Kind of a nerd. Are you nerdy?
Right. Let me install your system.
No, you were able to like hook up with a hooker.
Right. He wants a 6x9 speaker
for free.
Is that a magic marker in your pocket protector? You just happy to see me.
Oh, she must have really liked you if she had sex with you for free.
Did Radio Shack have shirts or was it a like a name tag,
no,
like a pen?
This was back in the late 80s. I was working in Radio Shack, late 80s to early 90s.
Wow. Oh, cool.
So everything was done on paper, no computers.
Nice.
And you had a cash drawer. You had to press the buttons to pull it out. You know, there's...
Pull the money out. Right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, sure.
Just picturing this hot girl coming in and...
Right.
There you are behind the counter. Right. Hi, welcome to Radio Shack.
Oh,
can I help you?
Yeah. Like, drunk housewives would come in and,
oh,
you
my
know,
God.
Who knew Radio Shack is so much action?
Really?
I didn't know.
Well, you know, she used to say the skinny guys always had the biggest, you know what. And at the time,
a lot
I was
of cash.
Wait, I never heard this.
I was skinny as hell.
Skinniest guys
skinny,
have the biggest wieners?
Crazy, yeah.
Really? Skinny
some
tall?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, skinny guys. yeah, that's what I mean. This is, she was.
Sounds like Emily's done a study. what's
I'm not going to cite my specific.
How many people in this test?
Well, in her case,
can confirm two cases.
Well,
oh, two.
Yeah, but in her
two guys
case,
I dated.
It was Circuit City.
No, this guy was.
Oh well, yeah.
He wasn't a Circuit City guy.
Wow,
really
like back to this Radio Shack porn that I'm making in my mind.
Seriously,
it's like you're there. The store's empty.
Right.
This woman walks in. She's super hot.
Right.
All right, go ahead. You have a story? Let's hear it.
We had a guy in his late 60s that used to dub porn in the back room.
Okay.
He would set up a beta. He would set up a Betamax and dub it to VHS because Beta had a better picture.
Right.
And so you can get more copies off the Beta to VHS.
He was masturbating.
And I would go in the back room, and he was copying tapes all day.
Wow.
Just copying tapes.
He looked exhausted.
Wow.
He came out and smoked a cigarette.
For a flashback, he used to get them at Beta World in Waterbury.
Wow. Are you that guy? You know too much about
this. I'm the guy behind the bead wall.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, hello?
He made the money off it. He started them.
Wow. So how many women walked in the Radio Shack and offered you sex for
services,
stereo?
Yes. Right.
Probably five, six in about a 3-4 year period, maybe.
Is that unbelievable?
It wasn't rampant.
All that for an audio.
That's rampant for radio.
Is that one by the Berlin Turnpike? That part of Meriden? Does it go through?
No, the Meriden Mall.
Oh, the Meriden Mall.
Oh, this makes more sense.
Yeah. Meriden.
Yeah, I know. Right. I grew up in Meriden on the west side, so
gotcha. Meriden, you got good people there, but they're shady spots.
And very healthy people, yes.
Who knew Radio Shack was so shady?
Well, back in the 80s, you did not have good people in Meriden.
Wow.
Wow.
And you said no every single time?
Really?
Well, I was a virgin until I was 22, and I was working there since I was 17.
Okay. Well, did you lose your virginity to the hooker?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you thought she was your girlfriend, though.
And what kind of system did she give you?
What kind of system did you give her? Wow.
Oh, no.
This is anyone else work at retail and have people come in and offer sexual things for
a job.
Things?
Well, you haven't experienced anything until late hours at a Radio Shack. The mall's closed. You shut the gate.
Yeah.
And you're doing it on top of a stack of Nova 15s.
It's a name tag, drives them crazy.
What's a Nova 15?
Those are speakers.
Oh.
Like the Mach 2 with the big boy.
Crank the bass up.
That's nice. Hilarious.
Right. Pump the volume, yes, of course.
Yeah, you put on some Percy Sledge, blast it.
Wow. Love that.
Percy Sledge.
Sex in the mall. Can we do sex in the mall stories?
I would love to hear it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, actually, that would be interesting. And then the Limited was right next to us. And we had Record Town to one side and the Limited to the other.
Record Town.
And so you had the hot girls at the Limited.
Right.
And the crazy girls at the Record Town.
So were you hooking up with them, or you were hooking up with Radio Shack customers?
No, I'm telling you, I was a priest.
No.
I was not doing it until this the hooker.
Right. Until the hooker.
Until the wiener girl from Orange Julius showed up.
I used to work in your building downstairs, and I used to get all people at my back door knocking on. I want to go in to see the wig master.
Oh, really? Did they have to pass the
test? Yeah, I used to be on the first floor.
The gatekeeper.
Oh yeah, our back door. We'd work all hours of the night, and people always wanted to come up and say, "Oh, I want to get in." I'm again, all your groupies.
Wow,
there's
groupies.
Huh. Well,
no, you guys were in the morning, so
hold it.
Thanks.
Hold
like it. A bad donut now.
Hold it. Hungry man, you picked up a girl at a Radio Shack?
Seriously?
Yeah. I was like 18 years old. And you know from being a DJ before, Radio Shack was the place for DJs to go and get the wire.
Yeah, you went and got your cables, right? Right.
Well,
I went there. I'm talking to some guy behind the counter, telling him that, I got a short in one of my wires and I got an anniversary party coming up. And this girl, she was pretty hot, came up to me and said, are you a DJ? And started talking to me and said, my family's having a reunion and we're looking for a DJ. Can I get a card? I gave her a card. She called me like the next day. And then she started asking like personal questions, like, where do you live? What do you like to do?
Size your needle? Yep.
I'm a hungry man.
So that wasn't sex at the mall, though.
No, this was
You met her at the mall.
Bridgeport. Right.
You met her at the radio show.
Okay. All right.
This was downtown Bridgeport.
Right. I want to do.
Ooh, that's a nasty place.
All right, both of you guys get off the show.
Yeah, go.
Thanks for having me.
Mike, thank you. Hungry Man, thank you.
Bye. I thought Radio Shack repelled women.
Wow.
Who'd have thought?
At the mall.
I did not know.
All right, sex at the mall stories.
Yes.
We have to have a few out there.
Yes.
Come on, call them in. We got a mall story, but I don't think it's sex at the mall. Robin Cheshire?
Yeah. No, I worked at Open Country when I was in high school there. It was a shoe store. You had lots of women that would flash it all the time. Never had sex there. I got asked to a lot of proms.
Oh.
Wow. Really?
No. Just for shoes or what?
No, it was just that. It was great.
Why were you getting flashed?
I guess I was a good-looking kid.
Right.
Selling shoes to women.
They're sitting there. They're right there. You're at eye level.
Wow.
Yep.
Gotcha.
That's pretty cool.
Right.
Yep.
It was a great job.
Oh, lady showing their appreciation.
Right. And more than one pump
for what you do.
Well, it was all young girls.
How you look?
Right.
Young girls.
Young girls.
High school
girls. You're young, so it's not
exactly
like
right.
You're 60.
Yeah, that's
right. That'd be weird.
Right.
Damn. Does that work? Did that work on you?
Like, what year was this? That's so funny. Was this when, like, Wild and Out came out? Not Wild and Out. What's the Girls Gone Wild came out? Girls are, like, flashing everybody?
Right.
Right. I think they're flashing lower, not upper.
What?
I'm guessing no underwears.
No underwears. Or sometimes.
Right.
There's definitely a lot without.
Wow.
Shoe store. Who would have thought?
Shoe store.
Go for it.
Oh, crap.
Wow. Waste my time. Home improvement places.
Well, I have a lot of questions. So once that happens, wouldn't you like say, how's it going?
We have a fitting room in the back room.
How can I help you?
It's in the middle of the day. It's not like at night and the boss is there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of buzzkill right there.
Right.
I get my break in 15 minutes. I'll meet you by the Orange Julius.
Right. Yeah. Right. We'll have a private fitting.
You want to share a pretzel?
Make sure it fits.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Share a pretzel.
Nice.
That's good.
Salty pretzel.
Wow.
I had no idea.
I'm just looking back at my youth now.
Like, yeah.
Wow. I didn't
missed
even
opportunity.
Think to work at the mall.
No, didn't even think of it. Nope.
Nope.
You made money and got flashed.
Yep.
Were they flashing you like on purpose or when they were leaning over to try and
shoot
you?
No, it was on purpose.
On purpose.
Definitely.
He's like,
purpose.
Oh, no, on purpose.
On purpose,
that's amazing.
Right.
Okay, so they weren't doing it by accident.
No. This was on purpose. They'd lift it up. They'd pull up their skirts.
Right.
Yeah. Damn.
So I'm guessing they want a discount on shoes?
Yeah.
It's very distracting.
It is.
It really is.
I'm trying to make this fit.
Like, I don't know. I was how many shoes that I was just right. counting. I was doing inventory. Now right. I got to start over again.
Right.
what was that?
Do you know your size? Do you know your size? Wow.
Wow, that's a pretty cool job.
I had no idea.
Funny. Yeah. I have some radio station stories, but I won't get into it now.
Oh.
Not at this building, the other building.
Right, right, right.
That building was notorious.
Yeah.
Trust me, they had to tear it down when we moved out.
Yes, for health reasons.
Everything that you would imagine would happen at a rock radio station in the late 70s, 80s,
debauchery.
To mid-90s
yes.
happened.
There's a part of yes. a goat in here. Why?
All right, Rob, thank you.
You got it.
All right. Wow. Where did we start on this journey? It was cheating. How you found out the other one was cheating.
Right.
And then sex at the mall.
And then it was sex at Radio Shack.
Radio Shack.
Like offers.
Right.
Yep.
Wow.
Wasn't there a tagline, you got questions, we have answers?
Was that it?
I think it was.
I got your answer. Hanging.
Wow.
All right, what do we got here?
Mr. Resistor.
Jeff and Monroe.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I have a really good story.
Okay.
I used to work at the Burger King in Westport, Connecticut, when there was one in Westport, Connecticut.
Aren't you hungry?
I was the general manager.
Right.
And we had Crazy Vins across the street, the strip joint.
Oh.
And the strippers would come in either before their shift at around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
For a Whopper?
And they'd flash me, and they'd get their free food.
Nice.
Love that.
Right.
Free food.
Yep.
A little flashing.
The original easy pass.
Well, flashing, you get free fries. If you want onion rings or you want a Whopper, let's up the stakes a little bit.
Exactly, right.
It was definitely worth it. And Crazy Vin, the guy who owned the bar, all the money that went in the jukebox, because they asked patrons to put the money in the jukebox for the songs.
That's hysterical. Yeah. You're paying for everything.
Yes, you are.
That paid for his kids' college.
Wow. Just a jukebox?
How much money he made.
Wow.
Just a jukebox.
Yep. Just a jukebox.
Right. The kid became a gynecologist.
Oh, man. Well, what a cash business that used to be.
Seriously.
What do you do now when you go to a strip club? Are you like Venmoing? How are you doing all that now?
PayPal?
Right. Are we still doing stacks of singles?
Right.
I'll send you Apple Pay.
Wow. Flashing for Burger King.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That sounds like an event.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
All right, you too.
Oh, flame broiled.
Tom in Bridgeport.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, morning.
I got a pretty good one for you. 2008, I was working as an IT guy, and on the Saturday, one Saturday morning, my wife got up with my daughter, our new daughter, and her mother. They came upstairs and said, "We're going to Big Y food shopping." It was like 7:30 in the morning. She says, "You need anything?" I said, "No." So I was fixing one of my client's computers, and I couldn't figure it out. So I got on my computer, and mine wouldn't work either.
Huh.
So I'm thinking, I need a third computer to figure this out. So her laptop was sitting on the kitchen table.
Uh-oh.
So I called her, and I said, "Hey, can I use your computer to help diagnose this problem?" "Sure, no problem." So I said, "Well, what's the password?" So she gives me the password, and I said, "Okay, it's booting up. I'll talk to you later." So what happens when you enter in a password and the computer boots up? The last program that was open is open, right?
Uh-huh.
So the program that was open was Lotus Notes, which is email. So I'm just sitting there waiting there for it to finish booting up, and there's an email that's open, and it's from this guy.
Uh-huh.
And I just start reading it. I get maybe halfway through this email.
The sinking feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
I literally threw up. So I immediately hooked her computer up to my server. I downloaded over 1,000 emails.
Wow.
That went back over 7 years.
Ew.
Was the daughter yours?
The daughter's mine. Yeah, the daughter's mine. Yeah.
All right.
Right.
The daughter's mine. But, yeah. So I found out that for the previous 7 years, she was so good at it. She came home at the same time every night.
Wow.
She never went away on the weekends. She never did. It was always just drive me to the Stratford train station. I got a meeting in New York today. Don't text me because, you know, I probably won't be able to answer, but if it's an emergency, just put 911. And I just had no idea.
She was good.
Some people were like, "How could you not know 7 years?"
Right. And she was good.
And you're an IT guy.
Exactly. Yeah, yes.
The hardest people to trick.
Seriously.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's great. You could download all that. Like, I wouldn't have been able to know how to do that.
Did you read it all or just enough to know, like, we're done? You know,
I ended up reading. I probably went through about, 200 or 300 pages of them.
Whoa.
But these emails, I mean, you want to talk quadruple times 10 porn.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the stuff she was doing.
Raunchy, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Wow, I mean, and none of that stuff you were getting.
That's why she had a headache.
What happened was it made sense to me as to why I was living on one floor of the house and she was living on another floor.
It was already over.
Oh, that's how you heard it back.
It was over.
Yeah. That's how you heard it back.
It was over.
It had been over 7 or 8 years prior.
Oh, okay.
So,
right. Oh, there you go.
You know.
Right.
But
what a way to find out.
Now it's official, yeah.
Ugh.
Right. But like my father said, if you're going to do it, just divorce them.
That's
right. Why stay in the marriage? Get rid of just divorce them and leave them if you don't want them.
Be a person of character.
Right.
Walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
all right, brother.
I just figured I'd let you give you have you. Make you smile.
That was the most sophisticated one.
It made me sad, but also happy for you that you got out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I'm out. I've been out. Very happy.
Good. Good.
All right, guys.
All right,
have
Tom.
A good day.
Thank you, brother.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.